Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out at bbsradio.com. There is so much happening in the second half of May, right up to the new moon in Gemini on May 27th. Something powerful is going on throughout the world, especially since the powerful full moon in Scorpio that we had on May 12th. Throughout the rest of 2025, we will be seeing a lot more seismic activity along with greater earth changes. Cyrus, in January of 2020, conjuncted Pluto and Saturn, and they were both in Capricorn. These planets, as well as Mercury, brought us the beginning of the pandemic. That was related to our self-care and what was coming down from authority. It related to how we are linking and combining our need for self-care together with the demands of authority. Now, as these planets are beginning to move through Aries in the second half of May, it's much more about sovereignty. Aries is one of the principal signs, along with Leo, demanding sovereignty, a very different expression of energy. How are we going to combine self-care with sovereignty, while linking that with rules, regulations, and government authority? We have just experienced some very powerful days as I prepare this podcast for you for Sunday evening, May 18th. Whatever happens on the 18th, which is today, will be very intense because the moon is conjunct Pluto in Aquarius. The moon is related to the people. Whenever you get hard aspects between the moon and Pluto, it brings in intense feelings. When we have trines and conjunctions, that's a positive energy. And when we have squares and oppositions, that brings in a negative energy. This all could be around issues of freedom, humanitarianism. Do the people have a loud enough and clear enough voice with what's going on? On May 17th, 18th, this weekend, the sun comes to conjunct Uranus exact at 27 degrees, which also conjuncts Al Gore, the fixed star that's about losing your head. We could see people going kind of crazy. We could see more strikes and demonstrations, or the forced removal of world leaders. Not necessarily people being decapitated, but being removed from power. On that same day, Mercury is squaring Mars at 14 degrees Leo. That can be very fiery, and speaking without thinking, angry words. So you need to take that deep breath. If you get riled up or see anger coming to you, take a breath. Be mindful before you speak, before you react. Just take a few moments, a few deep breaths, and you'll be grateful that you did. Also, on the 18th, Jupiter exactly squares the nodal axis, Jupiter in Gemini, and the nodal axis in Pisces Virgo. With any planet square the nodal axis, there can be quite a crossroads. both individually and collectively. This is really digging deep into our belief systems with Jupiter. Where do we want to go in the future? Do we have to abandon our past belief system? Many of them. This energy questions our belief system in order to move forward into our future that we desire and are now manifesting. There's a lot we have to look at, examine, test, and let go of at this time. With a nodal axis is letting go of any victimization, any self-criticism, to step more fully into our power, which links all of the Aries energy as well. Through a lot of the second half of May, we have Saturn at 29 degrees Pisces, the very last degree, and that goes from the 13th through the 24th. This anaretic degree tends to have an extreme or crisis expression connected to the sign of Pisces, which could be the seas, the oceans, water in general, toxicity, pollution, shipping blockades, issues around fishing, limited water. There was a town that had to boil their water because of E. coli in Massachusetts last week. Ration water in some parts of the world. These kinds of issues. Actually, we have so much going on at this time. How can we keep up with it? Next weekend, on Sunday, May 25th, Saturn enters Aries for the first time in this new cycle and stays there until September 1st. Then it retrogrades back into Pisces until the early part of 2026. Another example of how this energy works is the UK wanting to start a plan for blocking the sun. And they're supposed to start that on May 25th. And that's another example of how this energy works. I'm sure there will be a lot of debates about that program. After all, why should people get solar energy if we're going to block the sun? And anyway, I don't think we can really do it. We are beginning an entirely new episode of Setting Boundaries, both individually and collectively. We are stepping into our courage, our wisdom, and our maturity. Saturn is about our maturity, being the elder, not being an impetuous youth, but having the wisdom of age and maturity. The energy of the wise elder is being born with this new phase as well, being a pioneer in something. This time will very much be a wise new beginning for humanity as well as you individually. See where these degrees of early Aries, the creator degree, falls in your chart. What house? What area? Mine falls on my fourth house cusp, which is the section of home, family, mother, and your property. I have a Texas house that I'm in the process of selling. And I'm having the inside of my house painted over the Memorial Day weekend. This is how the energy works. And this is one of the biggest transits, Saturn-Neptune conjunct in Aries, that you will ever have in your lifetime. That's how big it is. Also on May 25th, we have Mercury conjunct Uranus right at the end of Taurus. This will bring in surprising or shocking news. That will be the day before we get to the new moon in Gemini. We sure have a lot of astrology happening in May. I've been saying all year that this month would be the end of the old cycle and bring in a lot of changes. We have a lot more happening before we reach the 31st of May. So, we will begin to look at the new moon in Gemini after we listen to the weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is the last week of Saturn in Pisces. On Saturday, May 24th, Saturn moves into Aries. This is the first time since 2023 that Saturn has changed signs and will remain in Aries until 2027. Because Saturn is moving into Aries, the first sign of the zodiac, it signals the end of a 30-year era and the beginning of a new one. Saturn will connect back with Neptune in the new sign of Aries, bringing a new positive era. Neptune can represent creativity, new ideas, and expanding your imagination. It's time to get serious about what you want to do and to create in this world. Then implement the changes and do the necessary work to manifest your desires. You need to shift your perspective from thoughts of loss to thoughts of success as you move forward. Know your worth, know your power, and know you deserve to receive from the universe. If you think back 30 years and remember what changed for you between 1996 and 1998, think about how those new changes changed the course of your life. Nothing with Saturn is easy or fast. Saturn moves slow and sure to build a foundation that brings security and long-term success. If you are willing to work hard, you can begin to walk the golden path that will successfully unfold over the upcoming decade. Monday begins with a lazy, dreamy energy, and it can be difficult to concentrate on anything other than love and romance. Tuesday and Wednesday are better days for problem-solving, organizing, and hard work. On the 20th, the Sun enters Gemini. Moons will become friendlier, supported by the trine of Venus and Mars on the 22nd, allowing the joy of love to flourish. Schedule a first date or romantic rendezvous on Thursday and Friday when the energies are filled with passion and storybook romance. It is possible to have exciting and dreamy romances and stability at the same time. Things are undoubtedly better when done together now, on the political stage as well as in our private lives. Being open to new experiences can lead to new valuable relationships. On Saturday, May 24th, the Sun trines Pluto, and for once, personal concerns seem to be in line with collective necessities. It's a good day to have a long-planned conversation or conclude a critical business deal. The mind is in overdrive, ready to receive knowledge that leads to self-improvement. By Saturday evening, you'll want to use the rest of the weekend to begin strategizing your future. On Sunday, May 25th, another crucial astrological shift occurs. Saturn leaves Pisces and enters Aries for the first time in 30 years. Its last day in this sign was from April of 1996 to February of 1999. Forward-looking power, Aries, has to deal with limitation, Saturn. It takes personal commitment to achieve goals. You will need patience and perseverance to overcome resistance and a viable vision to have enough strength to see something through to the end. Pisces is famous for fabulous beginnings and lousy endings. But with the Aries energies, the focus is now on action and results, on those who have the courage to stand up for their goals. Unfortunately, the dark side of Saturn in Aries includes a tendency towards violence. It's a severe test of boundaries, and some may be tempted to pursue purely personal goals by any means at their disposal. This year, however, Saturn will not yet be able to develop its full power. The reason for this is Neptune, which recently entered Aries. The two will meet in July for a first, not yet exact conjunction. And of course, this will happen three times. It's a play in three acts. The first one is usually the most powerful energy of all three. Both then will retrograde and return to Pisces, Saturn at the beginning of September, and Neptune in the second half of October. In February 2026, they will meet up again at the first degree of Aries, and that will be Act 2. Saturn's structuring power will thus remain within reach of Neptune's elusive world for some time, where many things disappear into the deep waters of the world's collective ocean. Only when Saturn has completely detached itself from its energy, which will be over the next year, will it be possible to form new sustainable structures. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality, and the website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to book some time with me or to ask a question, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to return to tonight's program. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. The new moon in Gemini happens on May 27th at 6 degrees Gemini. Don't forget to set an intention at this new moon for what you would like to create and bring forth in the month of June. Write it out for yourself the day before and repeat it as a mantra often between May 26th and May 28th. This light energy should bring in relief from the intense Scorpio full moon that we just had. The energy is very social, lighthearted, curious, playful. Gemini loves to go out and meet people. Gemini is good with new ideas, particularly writing. Start a new book or anything with writing. That's a great way to use this energy. This new moon is trine Pluto and is very powerful. They are both connected to the mind. Aquarius is the higher mind, and Gemini is the day-to-day mind, friends, neighbors, local connections, coming and going. This new moon will activate a triangle concerning the big picture between 2025 and 2027. The ruler of Gemini is Mercury, and as we look at the oceans now, new sea creatures, algae, and food are beginning to surface from deep within the oceans, especially in Antarctica. In this new era, we are going to discover so much, not only with the cosmos, but from deep within our oceans and Earth as well. The things coming out of the ocean will have a super intelligence, and we will be discovering all kinds of natural medicines from within our Earth as well as the oceans. The discoveries and solutions are going to be enormous, powerful, and quite beautiful. Also, Uranus moves into Gemini on July 7th to join up with this energy. We have several planets in Aries and Gemini, so look at your birth chart to see what area is it for you. Those two houses where you have Aries and Gemini will be very activated for you at this new moon. These signs are your initiations. Aries is a sign of new beginnings, and Gemini wants new things because Gemini likes variety. Aries is linked to sovereignty, while Gemini is a nonconformist. Gemini likes to socialize, but defines itself as being different from the others as well. It's quite a nonconformist, and not many people realize that about Gemini. In May, we have a harmonious sextile between Saturn, Neptune, Sirius, and Mercury, along with the Sun and Moon. Sextiles bring opportunities. In your personal chart, which two houses are being linked by these sextiles? Mine will have four houses because the signs are split. Aries begins my fourth house and carries over into my fifth house. Gemini begins in my sixth house and carries over to my seventh house. This will affect my home, property, real estate, as well as my creativity and romance. That's the fourth and fifth house. Along with my health, pets, work, partnerships, and long-term commitments. That's the sixth and seventh houses. Also, the seventh house is open enemies, so I have to be on the lookout for that as well. All this brings opportunities, some in the first degree and some in the double-digit degree. Also, this information will help you with the timing. In the lower degrees of Aries, it will affect my fourth house, and in the lower degrees of Gemini, it will affect my sixth house. Then around 12 or 13 degrees, they shift to go into the next house, the fifth and the seventh. It's all very, very fascinating. The collective are likely to see a lot of new information with the new moon. Again, I wanted to remind you not to forget to set a new intention for yourself at the new moon. We'll be seeing new information in the collective with transportation, transport of goods, aviation, could be with self-driving cars, electric cars. We will still be seeing a lot of development in many kinds of transport, local drone activity, flying cars. Right or wrong, I'm just suggesting to you how this astrology will manifest. There will be big-time aviation upgrades, better tracking, faster, larger planes going deep into space. Not just at this new moon, but as we move forward in the months and years to come. Also, we will find all kinds of discoveries in our neural network, medicine and the brain, explaining consciousness with science, going into higher vibrations and higher levels. All this will become so much more important. The development of it is a big, big deal. This has already begun, with Saturn moving through Pisces, linking science with spirituality, and we already have some flying cars. It's going to become a much bigger focus, linking science and spirituality. We have scientific proof of consciousness. We are really expanding our knowledge in how our neural network works, and some of this will be connected to autism. We have all kinds of devices to help us with this, and it's up to you as to whether you want to use them to help you or whether you want to remain purely natural and organic with your healing. Gemini, the sign of the twins, is a sign of choice, big time. We make choices every single day. Should I get up now or spend the extra time meditating? Should I have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea? Should I walk the dog now or can I wait till later? Shall I call out my best friend now or wait until this evening? All of these are many choices that you go through in your day in a fairly unconscious way. It becomes your routine. One of the big themes in 2025 is to become much, much more conscious of our choices. We need to be aware of every choice and come in with intention. No more foggy brains. This will help make us aware of our power, Gemini, the power of our thinking and our choices as we move through our days. This raises our consciousness. We become much more aware of the timelines that we are moving on to, and also our state of being. I can't emphasize this enough. Becoming aware of that which we have been largely unaware of from this point on. With this Gemini energy, I recommend you read the book The Choice by Dr. Edith Eger. It's an incredible book and a true story of how she survived the Holocaust in a concentration camp, how she realized from very early on that her attitude, her choices of thought, her frequency were everything. Here's a quote from the book. Maybe to heal isn't to erase the scar or even to make the scar. To heal is to cherish the wound. And there's another book I'd like to recommend to you, The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. I'll give you a quote from his book. People are trying to use the outside to fix the inside. Better to find out why it's not nice or good inside and begin with that. You cannot be untouched by these books. Jupiter in Gemini at 26 degrees. Today is squaring the nodal axis, linking thoughts and choices. As I said before, this raises issues around your belief system. Are they still appropriate for your future, for where you want to go? Do you have to shed some of your beliefs? Are they outdated? Are you being shocked out of them? The blend between your belief system and your choices defines your lens of how you see things and make your personal decisions, how you see your everyday life. The choices you're making and being very aware of them forms your lens, your expectation as you move forward through your day. How are you going to actually navigate your day in terms of your frequency and your state of being? Here's an example. I had a boyfriend and we were getting serious. We had a discussion about marriage. Both of us had been married before and both of us had children. He said he had to think it over and left, but he sat outside in my driveway in his car for more than an hour. I watched through the window. Mother had taught me that he should come to me, so I waited, saying, if he loves me, he'll come back inside. Meanwhile, he was thinking, if she loves me, she'll come out here and tell me. My insides were screaming, go out to him. Go out to him, but I resisted because of an old belief system. That was my decision. Within a month, he met someone new and married her. Years later, we saw each other again and discussed it. That night was very powerful for both of us. We both cried because he told me he was waiting for me to come outside and get him. That was a turning point for me in my life. What a way to learn a lesson. Never go against your gut. I'm just giving you that as an example. We have to be more aware of how our choices and our belief system create our frequency and our state of being from which everything unfolds in our life. The universe is your mirror and reflects back to you your frequency. We get more of what we think about all day long. What you focus on expands. That's why it's wasteful to have agony of mind or to sit up all night worrying. All of this awareness and opportunity for growth is reflected in the new moon. So listen up. I hope this has been helpful to you. Now we're going to take a break for a half hour and I'll be back with a little bit more news about the new moon in May.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our break. And that was Perry Como, Until the End of Time. I dedicate that to Bill. Let's get back to the Gemini New Moon, May, and what's going on. The other thing that we have with this new moon in Gemini, which is going on, is a strong feeling of injustice along with some vulnerability in many areas. We need to heal that. Our feisty street fighting, our protests are infiltrated with that same sense of wounding for action. What we really need to do is move forward with love and compassion. I want to remind you that Venus is a part of the conjunction that's going on as well. We have a very important yod present in this energy. A yod is a finger of fate or a finger of God. This yod will be present for the next 3 years. One of the yod points, and there are three, is Saturn-Neptune in the first degree of Aries. This marks a whole new beginning for humanity and a new beginning for you as well. 0 degrees Aries is the creator degree, which is destiny. And there is a strong sense of destiny here. This energy is linked to the biological change, metamorphosis. Along with that is a terrific sense of regeneration. For us as a humanity, fertility and age reversal. This is not about vanity. There are already some supplements and nutrients that can help us with this. This has to do with your insides again. A deep sense of well-being, shedding degeneration, shedding ailments, and shedding disease. It also has to do with the regeneration of the Earth. I know that the Earth herself is going through some major timeline jumps with us hanging on and experiencing those timeline jumps along with her. Mother Earth is taking us to a very, very different future for the planet Earth. We have freed ourselves from the train tracks. It's no longer the same old, same old. There is great hope. As we look at this yod, that regeneration is a huge part of this new moon. It will become much stronger by mid-June as Jupiter moves into Cancer, forming a square to Saturn and Neptune, which is aspecting the world axis. I'll be having more information about this in future programs. All this energy will help us reconnect to the Earth. There is a strong shamanic side as we begin to remember the ancient wisdoms of the earth, the practices of restoring health to earth, to animals, to nature, and to ourselves. It's an evolutionary jump forwards. I want to remind you that my grandmother was a great shaman, and she was part of a wonderful Indian tribe in the state of Maine. When we reach back into ancient times, Egypt, Greece, Atlantis, when we had a much higher level of intelligence and frequency, we're going to remember that intelligence and bring back to ourselves that frequency. We're going to remember the ancient wisdom of the earth. Our animals have hung on to that to a much larger degree. We are starting to turn around that corner now, along with a sense of interconnectedness with the all that is, and a much greater tuning into nature and the earth, along with the loving, loving nature of the earth in a way that we have not done in this lifetime. This light, social, and fun new moon in Gemini has an incredible amount of depth and wisdom and promise for where we're headed. I am feeling very excited because I sense that we have an immense amount to look forward to. We are loving ourselves back to health, and we are loving the earth back to health. We are growing with new innovations, solutions, and understanding of the true nature of energy and frequency, and curing all kinds of diseases. The collective is on a very fast ride. So please keep up the joyous state of excitement rather than the state of fear and anxiety. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of our program. We will have our meditation, and we'll have a song, and of course we'll end with Richard. I'll be back next week with a lot more information for you. Thank you for listening, and good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart.
up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies. Thank you.